Each and every one of you to God's house, where God's grace is available to everyone. Whether you're here every service or this is your first visit, we're thankful you've chosen to spend this time with us. The Easter season is about remembrance, about sacrifice, about celebration and worship. But most of all, it's about love. Love, the simplest of emotions and also the strongest. Love brings a smile to your face and a spring to your step. And when the one you're in love with is the one, the God of all creation, you might just want to make a joyful noise. Join with us and sing.
Listen. If I leave, the Lord will still be there. And you can have a heart of worship anywhere. Silas were in prison. The guards stood there amazed. That empty cell proved there's power in our
day, we gather to celebrate our Savior, Christ the Lord. This is not a memorial service. Oh, not at all. Our Savior lives, but we must never forget that He did die. The Maker of life subjected Himself to death because without Him, we were already dead. We were dead in our sin, blind to His truth. And God rescued us from that death through the beautiful agony of the cross. Imagine just for a moment your life without the old rugged cross.
Think of how it would be if God would have left my redemption to me. What could I do? What could I say? My only hope hung on a hill far. A symbol from some other time, some other place, but all that I am and I'll ever be, I owe it all to that old tree. If not for
Heavenly Father, you are why we praise. You are who we worship. I can't imagine my life without you, without your Son's sacrifice on the cross. We love you, even though we are not worthy of the love you give us. Hear our cry, Lord. Hear our I love you. We praise you. This is our hallelujah.
Every time we praise you and offer worship, seems we enter in where we can hear the voices of a million angels singing
simple song was one of our earliest memories of God's love in our lives. But then as we grow older, life gets more complicated. It seems that the more we learn, the harder it is to hold on to the simple truth of God's love. But sometimes on special days, when we allow ourselves to pause for long enough, we can remember. This is the truth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is the truth. God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the truth. At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the truth. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed. This is the truth. Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of a rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. This is the truth. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as He said." This is the truth. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And at the end of it all, this is the truth. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak. We are all so very weak. But our Savior is strong. His love is strong enough for the whole world. His love is strong enough for you.
Such a price.
In a word,
it was love.
In a way that conquered all our sin. In a place
of despair,
He gave us hope and life again. And when we try to describe all He suffered there for us, in a word,
in a word,
it was love. And the picture of Him, arms open on a cross, was the picture of what love cost. Everything that He gave on that darkest day was because of what He held inside. And the reason why He came, our sacrifice.
One more truth. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is a call to salvation for the lost and also an invitation to those of us who are believers to cry out to our God, to stop trying to carry our burdens alone. Who carries your burdens? Do you? Is today the day that you finally let go? Right now, right where you are, call His name. Call upon the name of the Lord.
His name.
Buried, dead for 3 days, raised to live again. This is our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And God has exalted him to the highest place and has given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. He is the King of glory.
He is risen. He is risen.
Thank you for joining us today. May God bless you as you walk in His ways. Let the celebration of Christ's resurrection follow you every day of your life. And have a happy Easter.